A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, someone may say, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come back? You fool. What you sow is not brought to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel of wheat, perhaps, or of some other kind. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown corruptible. It is raised incorruptible. It is sown dishonorable. It is raised glorious. It is sown weak. It is raised powerful. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual one. And so too it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. But the spiritual was not first, rather the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, earthly. The second man from heaven. As was the earthly one, so also are the earthly. And just as is the heavenly one, so also are the heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthly one, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly one. Well, these people of Corinth sure caused Paul a headache. In this letter, he has already given them some very clear, firm instructions about the Christian life in the home, in the wider society, and in the church. Now, it seems there is some argument about exactly how we shall experience life after death. Some people seemed to be hoping that they would return with their existing body, that they considered themselves in a very satisfactory spiritual state already, thank you very much. And Paul gets pretty cross with them. And in his anger, it's easy to misinterpret what he means. He wants to emphasize that the physical body and life in this earthly world bear no comparison to the glory and the utter completeness of the spiritual life after death. And in his effort to stress this difference, he may seem to be making extreme statements about the human body. He gives a realistic picture of the dead human body, the corruption, the dishonor, the weakness. Perhaps it was after reading this that the Albigensians, at the time of St. Dominic, fell into a trap of thinking that Paul was referring to the physical body when it was alive. They believed that anything material was evil, including the body. And the soul, it was imprisoned in the evil flesh, needed to be saved by severe penance and withdrawing from the world. But Paul did not say this. He makes it clear that human life has its own nature, a gift from God, from the creation. Our earthly body is imperfect, true, and prone to faults, and it dies the death of all created beings. But it has a dignity arising out of its very creation in the image of God. I'm reminded of our human dignity today, the feast of St. John Massyas. Perhaps you have heard of him. He was a Spanish colonist in the 17th century, a friend of St. Martin de Porres and St. Rose of Lima. And he joined a Dominican community in Lima, in Peru. He was a very spiritual man, by all accounts. and had in mind to join the priesthood, and somehow, for reasons unknown, that did not happen, and he became a lay brother. At that time, the functions of a lay brother were to provide services to the community. Now, John was, it seems, a man of deep prayerfulness and would willingly have given up his life to prayer and contemplation, the life of the Spirit. But that was not to be. In his wisdom, the prior of the time made John porter to the friary of St. Mary Magdalene in Lima. And for 22 years he stayed there, being the first to meet those coming to the friary for guidance or for food and shelter. John was the one who opened the door to people seeking faith or compassion, healing or hope, food, refuge, security, the touch of Christ. All these came through John, especially to the poor and the sick and the disabled, the marginalized, the homeless of Lima. These were the people who sought comfort and grace, not just for the soul, though undoubtedly some needed that also, but for the body. And John Macias opened the door to meet those needs as well as the need for faith and hope and mercy. So you see, this man who had thought himself called to a life of personal penance and spiritual devotion instead found himself ministering to the bodies and souls of the many. His canonization testimony refers to him as consoler of the sick and those in distress. In such people, he recognized the human dignity shared by Jesus himself, the image of God. So, as St. Paul was at pains to emphasize that the human being had both a physical and a spiritual nature, so St. John lived his life in honoring that fullness of humanity that he found in every person that he met. John Macias is the perfect example of the lay Christian, one who lives in the world and who brings Christ to others in all their physical and spiritual needs.